Morning, everybody. I want to start reading in James 3 this morning. In verse 3 there. It says, "Now if we put the bits into the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also, though they are so great, are driven by strong winds and are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it boasts of great things. See how great a fire is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire and the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members, has that which defies the entire body, and sets on fire the course of our life, and is set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and birds, of reptiles and creations of the sea, it is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue, it is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way." And then I'm going to turn to Wisdom of Sirach real quick and read some verses. Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 20, verse 5. It says, "There is a man who is silent but is found to be wise, and there is a man who is hateful because he talks too much. There is a man who is silent because he has no answer, and there is a man who is silent because he knows when to speak. A wise man will keep silent until it is the right time to speak, but an arrogant and undiscerning man will speak out of turn. The man who talks too much will be detested, and the man who stands on his rights will be hated." And I was thinking about that last night, and I was thinking about some stuff, and I wrote some stuff down, some thoughts and stuff. The tongue is a dangerous thing. It can be used to speak, bless God and speak evil all in the same breath. That's why God gave us a mind to think before we speak and to praise it, to process it and think, is this smart? Should I add this? Does it add conversation to this? Does it add value to this conversation, or am I speaking just to be heard? The tongue can be useful at times in our worst enemy. Learn to know when to speak and when not to. You don't always have to put your two cents in. Learn the difference between adding wisdom to the conversation and just talking to be heard. Controlling the tongue may be our hardest battle, but it is one worth winning, so think before you speak. Sometimes it's better to listen and learn than to talk and just to hear yourself talk. That's about all I had this morning. Anybody have any prayer requests or anything they want to add? Alright, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for watching over last night in the cold weather. And thank you for giving us a warm place to stay. And thank you for allowing us to gather here this morning and let us hear Uncle David's words and apply it to our lives. We ask this in your name. Amen.
For the boys' lesson next week, share something that you think God might be trying to teach us through the changing of the seasons. Everyone hear that? Something that God is trying to teach us through the changing of the seasons.